And what we're supposed to do this week. So I was going to do, not going to, but I was going to do about our Bar Tzaira, only because this week's parsha is full of shmuzim and our Bar Tzaira. But then I decided that's too boring. I haven't heard about our Bar Tzaira. So we have to make it a little more exciting. So there's a hashkafa we have. I'll get to the topic in a minute. There's a hashkafa we know that's called Eidu V'Eidu Zivriyadu Kim Chayim. What does that mean? That if there's a machlekes, we learn them both. They're both right. So the simple pshat and they're both right is because the normal pshat is because Torah was given to Bnei Adam, and whatever they pasken, that becomes halacha. So if there's two gedolim paskening, so they're both right, because halacha is like both of them. In other words, when Rabbi Natan put on tefillin to Rabbi Natan, he was mekayim mitzvah tefillin, because he paskened that tefillin. When Rashi put on tefillin of Rashi, he was mekayim mitzvah tefillin. They both get up to Shemayim, they were both mekayim mitzvah tefillin. I, it's a stira, because they're both right, because halacha is paskened like both. Okay. But anyway, but there's a Rashi in Ervin that says a different shan eidu v'eidu. Rashi says that even the one that's wrong, so to speak, we don't paskin like, he was based on Das Torah. And therefore, it's important to understand him because he's Megada Das in the other opinion that we do paskin like. Right? In other words, if you just had the opinion you paskin like, you would be misled to think that it's, yeah, we take it all the time. The fact that there's an opinion that disagrees is Megada, that it's not so push it, that there's another sign. So even though we don't listen to the other sign, it's only in this particular case, but not fully. The other sign is also right. There'll be other cases where the other sign is right. Okay, I hope I explained that clearly. Anyway, so let's get to the topic. My kasha, the kasha like this. The yeshiva is very big in our Batzis Torah. Now, the Maisa, I heard a story from a pretty reliable person. He sent this over from a Talmud of Aaron, who was there, that Rav Eliyahu Lapian came to Lakewood, and Rav Eliyahu Lapian was Nifter in 1970. So I don't know when this exactly occurred, but obviously earlier, Rav Aaron was Nifter in the 60s, so it had to be earlier. So Rav Eliyahu Lapian came into Lakewood, and Rav Aaron was mechabed Rav Eliyahu Lapian to give a shmuz. Rav Eliyahu Lapian was one of the biggest Bawi Musar of the generation. He gave a shmuz on our Bar Tzaira. Rav Aaron told the people there that he wanted to interrupt him and take him off, stop the shmuz. He was so upset. But since he had Derech Eretz, Rav Eliyahu Lapian was barely older than him, whatever, so he let him continue. But if not for the fact that it was Derech Eretz from Rav Eliyahu Lapian, he would have given a clap and stopped the shmuz in the middle. So here's the kasha, right? We're so big in our Bar Tzaira. So why would Rav Aaron was so much against our Bar Tzaira, so to speak, that he wouldn't even let Rav Eliyahu Lapian give a shmuz in the yeshiva in our Bar Tzaira? If he would have told him in advance, he wouldn't have let him. He's speaking already. To advise him, but rob him, so he to end the shmuz. He was not going to do that. Right? Good kasha. So what's the machlokes? So it's not that I want to know what the machlokes is, because I believe eidu v'eidu. Rav Aaron was one of the gedolei hador. Not one of the gedolei hador. It was probably one of the the gedolei hador in America. And obviously his opinion had a lot of credence. And pshat is, we also agree to Rav Aaron. Right, that's what we're saying. That's trying eidu v'eidu. It's not that Rav Aaron, we say Rav Aaron, Rav Shiva held Rav Aaron was wrong. Chas v'sham, she would never have said such a thing. Or Rav David, you know. Rav Aaron's right. It just is a slight machlaikas. Right? So that's the shaita. I want to explain what is the machlaikas between Rav Aaron and Rav Shiva, that's how. And then what is the nafkamina to us? Because when do we agree with Rav Aaron? Okay. That's the question. So superficially, someone would say that the machlokes is that Chofetz Chaim held that guys should go out of town, and Rav Aaron held you shouldn't go out of town because you'll be corrupted. Right? That's what people think. You know, that the Chofetz Chaim, Shita, Chofetz Chaim believes you're going out of town to these crazy places, to Las Vegas, to Orlando, Los Angeles, you know, those people from Los Angeles, right? Crazy places, right? But in the, and other people say, no, you can't go. But that doesn't seem to be ripe shot. Why not? First of all, the Shiva, I remember, told us himself that he was at a meeting where, of not guys, of Rosh Hashivas, you know, a good Rabbanim. There was a meeting of Rosh Hashivas, and Rav Aaron got up and screamed at the Rosh Hashivas that they're not sending their Talmidim out of town. In fact, the Shiva said, try to defend that they shouldn't have to learn more. But Rav Aaron was insisting they have to go more out of town. So obviously Rav Aaron believed in going out of town. Right? Also, I heard from the Talmud of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish used to tell people to go to these out of town, so to speak. In fact, it's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Now, of course, but I think it's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Because it says in the beginning of the parasha that Yisro had this tremendous chavivis atayra, right? Yisro is called choyvev, Rashi says, because it was choyvev es atayra. Yisro had this tremendous mesiris nefesh. He left wherever he was, Midian, and he traveled and he came to the Midbar. I'm sure it was not, they didn't have airplanes, and they didn't have cars. And when he went into the middle of the desert, and it wasn't an easy trip, and it was Mesiras Nefesh. He comes, and at the end of the parsha of Yisro, it's only like 37 pesukim. Vayishlach Moshe es Choisno vayelech lo arzo. Moshe sends Yisro away, and Yisro goes to his land. So what's going on here? Why is Moshe sending Yisro away? So Rashi says a gayer is mishpachto, the gayer is family. But if you look in the Mechilta, which is a medrash, maybe it's a machlokes, I do not know. The Mechilta says he didn't go to Megayer his family, he went to Megayer his countrymen. He came from a country that people weren't religious. You know, they weren't religious Yiddish guy wise. He became a gayer, and he decided he's going to go back to Midian to Megayer the people. Now, if I was Yisro, I'd say, Yisro, you're leaving? You know, next parsha, you know what happens in the next parsha? Stay tuned. Kapoas HaTorah, Har Sinai, you're leaving now? That's not a time to leave. Right? Even if you say the Torah is not in order, some people say, but Pashas, it is in order here. But every minute in the Midbar, there were Nisim Gluyim, right? The Midbar was Nisim Gluyim. It was every day. Do you know how much you were learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This was the greatest opportunity in the world. You're leaving? To go what? To go back to Midian? Right? So here's the Beferish Chazal that sometimes, obviously you have to know when yes and when not, person has to leave. Har Sinai was better than Lakewood. The Midbar was better than Lakewood, right? So you have to leave Lakewood, and you're in the most makom Torah, the most makom Kaddish, and to go to Midian. Midian was worse than Las Vegas, probably, I suspect. Right? So it's a fresh. Anyway, so the Maisa, that's snapshot. So that wasn't because we, first of all, could Rav Aaron could not disagree with this pasuk, but also it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Lilmud Amanasa Lamed. It's many, many chazals that you're supposed to be Lilmud Amanasa Lamed. So what was Pshat and Rav Aaron? So what I heard this, I don't remember from where I heard this, but I heard this from numerous places, that Rav Aaron held that there was a major problem in America, maybe probably not just in America, probably in the whole world, which he was trying to solve. And that is that people were not, there's a Nevesh HaChaim. Nevesh HaChaim is written by Rav Chaim Volozhin. You're supposed to do every mitzvah, the Shema, the Shem Hashem, obviously. But it's the Chai Velazhen says, he brings a diak, whatever, it's not for now how his rai is, that there's a special din. By Talmud Torah, there are two dinim of the Shema. You're supposed to learn Talmud Torah, the Shema of Hashem, and the Shema of the Torah. What does that mean, the Shema of the Torah? He says like this. Let's say, we give an example, a very simple example. I don't want to get too distracted. I'm going off a different topic. But let's say you're doing chesed. So we discussed this. I just learned it with Yosef, that you're doing chesed. Now, why are you supposed to do chesed? You're supposed to do chesed. Hashem said so. But that's not the only reason you're supposed to do chesed. You're supposed to do chesed because you're supposed to be kinda the midah of Ahavas Chesed. Part of the mitzvah is to, if you appreciate what Chesed is, then you would want to do Chesed, almost forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So he says the same thing with Torah. A person should want to learn Torah because it's a mitzvah. Just like putting on tefillin is a mitzvah, tzitzis is a mitzvah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, every word of Torah is a mitzvah. There's no, you can rake in more mitzvahs by learning Torah than any other mitzvah. But there's another reason why you should want to learn Torah. Because, do you know what Torah is? Do you know the Torah is Hashem's Chochmah? Do you know how much beauty there's in Torah? Not beauty because it's intellectually inspiring. There's Kedusha. Nothing else in the world. Science is not Kaddish. Torah is Kaddish. When you learn Torah, it's not just Tamadin, Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It's not Xeris HaKosov. There's a logic. Torah is Kedusha. You're putting Kedusha into your brain. This is the most noblest endeavor in the world. A person should want to learn Torah even if you weren't getting rewarded. It's the greatest thing to get. You're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no better way to connect to Hashem. You connect to Hashem, you connect to Kedusha. There's a certain person supposed to appreciate the immense value of Torah, plus the immense mitzvah of Torah. Okay, it's also a value. So the Nevesh HaChaim says that a person is supposed to learn Torah because he appreciates what Torah is. He appreciates when he's learning Torah, he is doing the greatest thing in the world. There's nothing in the world he'd rather do than learn Torah. Not because it's the most enjoyable experience, but it's the most meaningful experience. It's the most not wasting your time. It's doing something. It's the greatest accomplishment in the world. It's the loftiest accomplishment. It's the most, it transforms me, transforms the world. If I have the ability to transform myself into an entity of Kedusha, if I have the ability to transform the world, what could be more greater? So they say that Rav Aaron felt that the world, especially America, has become, everything has to be for a tachlis. What's the tachlis? You know, your profession. You're going to college. Why do you go to college? A person doesn't go to college just to learn. You go to college, you can get a job. How many people go to college just because they want to learn and they're not interested? I know when I was a kid, there was a Baal Bus in my father's shul. He was a rich guy. He decided, he was like 60, 70 years old, decided to go back to college because he wanted to learn. But that's weird, right? No one does that. You go to college because you want to get a degree, so you can get a degree in your field, right? People were learning Torah because it's a profession. You go, you learn Torah. You say, what you're in yeshiva? Oh, well, you're learning for smicha. Oh, okay, that's also a profession. You're learning to be a plumber, and you're learning to be an electrician, and you're learning to be a scientist, and I'm learning for a different profession. The world, Rav Aaron was very upset about, I don't know if upset is the right word, but he felt it was an avla, that people are learning Torah because it's a profession, because there's a good job, the good job market. It's a great way of making a parnasa. You can make a parnasa and get mitzvahs, bevasachas. Wow, what an amazing thing. A person should want to learn Torah. Let's say, Luyitzur, you had a guy who is totally impossible to teach. Right? There's not the slightest avamina he will go into our bus of Torah. And he would come to Chavetz Chaim. Right? So the danger is, he would say this, Yeshiva has a 14-year program. Why do we have a 14-year program? Because, you know, it takes you 14 years to be a good teacher, to be ready to imbibe the Torah that you can teach. But I'm not planning on teach. So I don't have to stay 14 years, which happens, if you know, in the yeshiva, guys who don't plan on staying in Tarbas Torah very often don't spend the full 14 years. The real hashgaf is, how many years should a guy spend? His whole life, of course. Right? The only reason why Chavetz Chaim said you should leave after 14 years is because you got to do our Bat Zaira. Yeshiva held that if you stay more than 14 years, you know, you don't have to say more, but Yeshiva held that if it's not din in 14 years only, it's a din of 6 or 7 years after you're married, because at a certain point you psychologically become settled, and you have kids, and you have older kids, and they start, you know, one calls when the kids are in diapers, it's like you don't relate to, you don't feel like an adult or a family, or, I don't know, yeah, I do feel family, but they're not settled, they don't have friends. But now, once they're older, they're going to school, they have friends, you buy a house, so you become settled. He said once you're married for 6 or 7 years, it's very hard to move out of town, to move to do our bus assignment, to go to a place, to look for a place to do our bus assignment. So he wanted 14 years, was mainly so that, maybe other reasons too, so because he was afraid that if you learned for more than 14 years, you wouldn't grow out. This is good in Samahara for everyone who wants to know. If you want to learn more than 14 years, it's a simple trick. Get married later, right? You know, the later you get married, the more years you get to learn, because it's a din of 6 years after you're married, yeshiva. So if you get married at 30, you can stay more years in yeshiva. Just a great trick, no? Anyway, so the ma'isa, right, but the guy who's not doing our bus and sarah, we also agree to Rav Aaron. We don't disagree with Rav Aaron. A guy should spend his whole life learning, because learning is the greatest thing. Learning is not just a means to an end. Learning is the end in itself. So what Rav Aaron held, that in the Chavetz Chaim system, so to speak, or when Apiyan gets up and he gives a shmooze that you should do our Batz Torah, people are thinking we're learning for the sake of our Batz Torah. Oh, that means that learning the learning is just a means to an end. It doesn't have intrinsic chashivas. Right? My brother learned in Lakewood. My brother got smicha in Lakewood. He wasn't allowed to learn smicha in the Beis Medrash. My brother's older than me. They didn't allow him to sit in the Beis Medrash and learn for smicha, because we don't learn for smicha in Lakewood. We don't. That's for a purpose. What do you need smicha for? You want to get a job?
So why couldn't Rav Aaron just say that?
He probably did. But therefore, he didn't want to people. He felt the best way of saying that was that we don't discuss our Batsasaira. We're learning to learn, period. Why are we learning? Rebbe, why are we learning? We're learning because you should be learning. That's it. Now, so why did Rashiva disagree? Because Rashiva was worried that if you do that, then the guys aren't committed enough to our Batsasaira. And then when they're finished learning, and you spring on them, okay, you're 35 years old, you're finished learning, I think you should do our Batz Torah. Why? If you never heard of it, so you're not going to all of a sudden jump at 35. So Rashiva held that if you want to get the guys to go to these crazy places like Las Vegas and Los Angeles, you got to go ahead and indoctrinate them in the beginning. But Rav Aaron held that the more you talk about Batz Torah, the less you appreciate Torah. Shiva held, but if you talk about Torah and you don't talk about our Batz Torah, then they won't do it. So in other words, everybody basically, there's really almost no machlokes. Everybody agrees that everyone is right. But the problem is that you can't do both. In other words, I think that's why I understood it. I'm pretty sure I probably heard this from Rashiva. That Rashiva and Rav Aaron both agreed about the Torah is important. And they both agreed that a person is supposed to learn with the appreciation that the most important thing in the world is to learn Torah. Even if I'm not going to go in Harbatzah's Torah, Torah is the most important thing. And even if I'm teaching Harbatzah's Torah, if I can learn Torah on my own, and I have a summer break, you learn for the sake of learning. Even if you're teaching first grade and you don't see how this is going to help your teaching, so what? You learn. Torah is the most important thing in the world. But the machlokes was just a practical machlokes. What should you speak out? Because if you speak out our Batzah's Torah, then the Talmidim will not hear the Chashivas of Torah. Because psychologically, they'll think that you're learning Torah for the job. If you don't speak out our Batzah's Torah, then they won't know about our Batzah's Torah. So you're stuck. So the Rav Aaron's solution was, don't speak about our Batzah's Torah. And when the guys get older, you speak about it quietly, privately, whatever. Rashiva's solution was, you speak all the time about Harbatzah's Torah, and you have a van like this, explaining that even though we talk all the time about Harbatzah's Torah, but you have to learn, you have to hear that that's not the only reason we're learning. It's one of the reasons we're learning. We are learning Amanasa Lamed. It's a Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. But we're also learning Amanas Lilmod, to learn for its own sake. Okay. Anyway, what's the Nafka Mina? There's a few Nafka Minas. Obviously, the biggest Nafka is what we said, that if a guy is not going to our Batzah's Torah, he should sit for 20 years learning. If a guy, you know, a person should learn, even if it's not helping, is our Batzah's Torah. But there's other Nafka Minas. I mentioned in Shir, there's a Rashi in this week, I don't know, not a Rashi, the Bava Turim, in this week's Parsha, that says that when the Har Sinai came, the end of the Parsha, Vayara'am Vayanu, the people saw and they shook. So the Bava Turim means that because they were fear. And he says that what from here you learn out, that when you learn, you're supposed to shuckle. Because you're supposed to be afraid. This happens to be a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? One of the things that Torah nicknes ba is be'ema, be'yira, and be'simcha, be'kdusha. That's, what does that mean? See, if Torah is just a, you know, a person learns science, you're not afraid when you learn science. There's nothing to be afraid of. But if Torah, when you learn Torah, a person is supposed to be afraid. Why should you be afraid? Because if you hear that learning Torah is intrinsically the most amazing thing, right? If you're cunning a diamond and you're in the midst of cunning the world's most precious diamond, so you're afraid, right? You make a mistake and you blew it. You might lose $1 million, and that you could have gained, and you might even lose. You might ruin this diamond. Right? Person learns Torah. One of the things that I gave a high school shmooze today, and I quoted a story that someone played a practical joke on the Mashkiach in Ponovich, Rosh Diamond told a story, and the guy suffered his whole life from that. His kids died. They're like, you know. Torah is, it's a Chazal say, Torah is fire. Kahalot and Shoesh. One of the people, She'eno Chedek Lo'olam Haba, is Megadah Ponem B'Torah Shalom Kehilchasa. That's a big thing, Eino Chedek Lo'olam Haba, right? That's big, right? Which means that a guy who is a rabbi, and he has an agenda, and he wants, and then he quotes, brings a proof to the Parsha, proving his agenda is right, and he twists the psukim like many people do sometimes, to prove a hashkafa that is not true, that's probably called negata b'mitzvah shel halacha. If you're just trying to give a sermon and you're saying a true Torah concept, okay, is that called? But if you're giving a kruma Torah, kruma hashkafa, you're trying to prove women's live from the Torah, whatever you're trying to prove, that's called that's eino chegla ma'avad. That's some serious business. So a person learns Torah. See, if you appreciate what Torah is, and there's a certain respect, a person has to learn Torah, have to have respect when you learn Torah. I remember one of my rabbeim many years ago told me, Rabbi Zaido Epstein, he told me in Europe, he was learning in a shul in Europe, and it was hot, so he rolled up his sleeves. He says he didn't roll it up over his elbow, past the shoulder, just a little bit. He says, and a Baal Bus came over to him and says, that's the way you learn Torah? You roll up your sleeve? Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't roll up your sleeve. America is not like Europe. You can roll. Yeshiva used to roll up his sleeves. Yeah. But the concept is that you're supposed to, but you shouldn't learn and take your shoes off. You know? You shouldn't learn and, in a certain... You have to have respect for Torah. This is not a novel. If you're learning Torah when you're trying to fall asleep, you want to fall asleep from Torah. That's not a lack of respect. The only way you can fall asleep from Torah is reading Torah in bed. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but when the guy is, it's just lack of respect for Torah. That's ema means you have to respect it. You have to have, this is serious business, right? We went to Rav Aaron Schechter, he's saying that if you want to be kid to be serious, you have to know that the world is serious. It was a big thing. The world is a serious place. Torah is serious. Every second of life is serious. And therefore, you got to be serious. You have to treat Torah. When you're learning, you're involved in the most important thing in the world. You don't want someone doing an operation on you and cracking jokes in the middle. Right? You would not be too excited, you know, if you heard the joke. But because it's serious business. So learning Torah is serious. That's ema. So you're supposed to, the idea is shaking. Shaking, we said, is a mitzvah to shake when you learn because you're demonstrating ema and you're trembling. Now, I'm not really scared, but it's, At least that's the minig, because even if I'm not, I should be. So there's a mitzvah to act as if you are. Because at least it's that, like Derek Eretz, at least I'm trying to act scared, even if I'm not scared. You're supposed to learn Torah b'simcha. Same thing. If you dare that you're doing the world's greatest thing, you'd be happy. Right? Same when you're cutting that diamond, you're happy and scared at the same time. There's another point that I wanted to make. Here it is. There's a third thing it says in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that you're supposed to learn Torah b'taira. And that's a very hard one. Obviously, it means many, many different things. But there's an amazing thing here. There's a story here called Maisa. This sefer is called Maisa Ish. Stories about the Chazon Ish. So it brings here an amazing story that there was a person named Rav Meir Monk. Okay, he was a child in a cheder. He says in sixth grade, and the Malame, the teacher, took the class to the Chazon Ish. Okay, sixth grade. Right. Sixth grade is before Bar Mitzvah, I think. Right? Usually seventh grade is Bar Mitzvah. Eighth grade is Bar Mitzvah. So sixth grade is before Bar Mitzvah. So they went to the Chizal, 11, 12, I don't know. They went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish tested them on what they were learning. Okay? That's very nice. Since when they're ready to leave, the Chazon Ish gave them a 1 minute Musar Shmuz. I want to tell you one thing. Now, think of this. What do you think the Chazon Ish, right? Sixth graders, to come to the Chazon Ish, the Gadol Dor, he's going to tell them one sentence. What would you, if I was a Gadol Dor, and there's a bunch of impressionable sixth graders here, the most important thing I would tell them. Well, I'll tell you, one thing, I can think of a number of things, but this, I would not have thought of what he said. He said, Sarach Lizor, Shalom Lagas, Bemekoimis, Amachusim, Shebeguf, Lenonatinas Yadayim. Shekain, Akdover, Gairem, Neshitra Satira. You gotta be careful that when you're learning, you don't touch parts of your body that and you have to wash your hands. Because when you learn and you don't wash your hands, then it causes you won't succeed in learning. You'll forget your learning. And he brings here, the Chazon Ishel, the Nanad, you forget your learning, but you're over in Aveira, because it's a Pasuk that you're not allowed to forget Torah. But can you imagine that? I think it's a schmooze. The most important thing he tells these sixth graders is, I would tell them, make bracha rishayna, maybe make bracha achrayna. I would tell them to learn, keep Shabbos, daven, I don't know. Just make sure that your hands are clean when you're learning Torah. So apparently, the Chazon Ish held that this is major. It's because it's partially, it's the same topic. Torah is not just a science. Torah is not just a chokhmah. There's Kedusha's Torah. Torah is a mystical thing. And if you learn, you can't learn Torah like you learn a science. There's a famous thing. It's brought by Rav Yeruchim. Rav Yeruchim was the great mashgiach of the Mir in Europe. He was Nifter, I think, in 37, 38. I think 37. Anyway, Rav Yeruchim said, I'll bring you a raya to Kedusha's Torah. Because he was yeshiva, he was walking one time by a university. And he saw the boys and girls coming out and acting in a preacher-stick away. Maybe even saw in class they were acting in a preacher-stick away. And he says, here in university, the guy can succeed to be the greatest tzaddik, the greatest scientist, even though he's involved in preachers, in class, out of class. He says, in Torah, people that are involved in preachers don't become the Gedol Ador, usually. They have to stop. You know, they could be involved, they can be Bava Tshuvas, but you can't become, some of the greatest scientists were lowlives. And he says, in Torah, it's not that way. He says, why? Because you cannot really be kind of Torah without Kedusha. Right? Person, if a guy's a lowlife, I'm not trying, in the beginning, you have to start somewhere and you go up. So, but at the end, the person, no gadol in Torah, he's a brilliant Talmid Chacham, just he's into schmutz. Can't be. You can be an Einstein. I don't know if Einstein was or wasn't. I would say Lashon Hara and Einstein. But you could theoretically, he could be the biggest lowlife, right? Because no stira. So Torah is not just a chachma. Torah is a kedusha. It's not just a subject like you learn in college. So memela, you have to learn Torah with kedusha. So the Chazon Ish held, it's an amazing thing. The most important thing he had to tell these kids is you gotta learn, keep your hands clean. Which means if you touch places that you're not supposed to touch, it's not an avera to touch, you're allowed to touch them, but then you gotta wash your hands, or at least wipe them. But you gotta wipe them properly, not like, some people they just do, I don't know what they do. Okay. I think it's easier to go wash your hands than wipe them. Because to wipe them, you got to wipe the whole, you got to wipe the whole hand. It's just easier to get up and walk to the sink and just wash your hands. But it's an important thing. People sit and learn. It says there in Maisa that the Chazon Ish was talking to some Talmud, and all of a sudden he turned white, and everyone thought he was having a heart attack. They said, and apparently the Chazanish motion with his finger, he wasn't having a heart attack. He just saw that someone was touching over his elbow in the middle of when they were learning. You know, he had a heart attack from that. He turned white. You know, how could that guy do such a thing? Anyway, it's a different chashivas of Torah. It's that Torah. We have to have the first step is we have to be machshev Torah. Torah is, that was what Rav Aaron was trying to do, and the way we're setting it up, Chofetz Chaim B'davka has a problem in that area, because we're not using Rav Aaron's solution. Right? In other words, right, I hope I'm being clear. In theory, there's no machlaikas. Everyone holds hashkafically, except there's two. Rav Aaron felt that if you're going to do our way, people won't be machshev chashivas Torah. Shiva felt that if you do your way, they won't do our Baza Torah. But
Rav Aaron felt like that's more important.
I don't know if he felt more important, or he felt that you can get both, because you, when the guy on his own will realize he should go our Baza Torah, or he'll tell him in private when he's 30. I don't know.
Is that the Messias?
I don't know. I can't tell you. But the Shiva was the opposite. He felt on the other. But it means that we, of all the issues, so to speak, that the Lakewood yeshivas don't have this problem as much as the Chofetz Chaim yeshivas do. Because since the Chofetz Chaim yeshivas took the yeshiva's approach of pushing our bosses to Ira, so we don't have the Rav Aaron solution to the problem of how to teach guys that Torah is so choshev. In Lakewood, it's easy. Why else are you here? Why are guys sitting for 14 years and learning? Look around. Guys are learning for 14, 15, 20 years. Why are they learning? It's only because Torah is so choshev. So by definition, you walk into the Beis Medrash, you understand that Torah is the most choshev thing in the world. There are people that are just learning for no reason except to learn. But when you walk into Chofetz Chaim Beis Medrash, you think, oh, he's learning because he wants to become a Rosh Hashiva. He's not going to want to do the mitzvah of Harbatsa's Torah, the shame, not the covet, the shame Shemaim. So then you don't learn that. So there's a very big danger in the yeshiva. It really is a big danger. And I don't want to say that's, okay, we'll leave that out. But it's a danger. So the ma'isa, we got to deal with it. So the way we got to deal with it is we got to do more. We got to, if anything, go out of his way to be more respectful to Torah. Because we got to show that we're machshev Torah. We have to be more machped than anyone else on Kedushas Torah. We have to be more, because it's a way of, we have to, it's like Musar B'Spinus and the Chashivas of Torah, that we have to show it more respect. We have to show more Zahiris in the Ema, more Zahiris in the Simcha probably, and in the Taira. You know, we have to be, you have to learn when you don't without the Taira. And Taira also means, there are other things too, but the easiest Taira is keeping your hands clean. Obviously there's another level of Taira of, keeping your mind clean. Okay, that's a very hard one. Okay, but the keeping your hands clean is easy. That's an easy thing. That's biyotcha. What?
Pun intended.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I'm sorry. I make a joke in the middle of learning. We're talking about the Kedusha Zatayra. I beg. Okay. Anyway, okay, we got three more minutes, so I just want to say something that is also not directly related, but as long as it's a close topic. We're talking about how to learn Torah properly. So we're saying it's supposed to do b'simcha, b'ema, and b'taira. There's another thing that people are not nizerin at all, and it's a very big problem, because it is that one of the things in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, right, and I'm a sinner here, is it says, "B'bitoyz v'sayim." And people, for whatever reason, do not do that. Right? One of the things that Torah nikness, but I think it's the first one of the first things, the sixth parak, the 48 ways Torah nikness, Parichas Vasayim, it's number three. Parichas Vasayim means that you move your lips. You say out the words. According, I was telling someone recently with the Chaber, Rav Yosef Cairo, right? Paskins, and that's how Ramo doesn't disagree that a person's allowed to be Maharer in Torah without Pirchas HaTorah, which means that according, so the Gra asks the Kash on it, why should that be? You're Mekayim Talmud Torah just by thinking. But everyone defends Rav Yosef Cairo that the real Talmud Torah is when you verbalize it. So when you just think in Torah without verbalizing, you're not doing the mitzvah Talmud Torah properly. And therefore, you don't, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not even, it's so much not Talmud Torah in the proper level that you don't even have to make Birchas HaTorah for. Right? It means it's a major difference. Now, they say that if you're learning Ian, since it's impossible to concentrate while you verbalize, so you're doing the maximum you could do, so it's okay. And they also say that when you're learning a chavrusa, since only one person is supposed to learn a chavrusa, and only one person can talk at a time, so your yotzei bitis assigned with shomei ka'ina. Just for the record, I know people actually know that, but that's what they say, shomei ka'ina. But when you're learning yourself, what? What did he say?
That's the best way, also.
Oh, okay. But when you're learning, but okay, he said because if it's the best way, so that's the best way. Yeah, okay. So you don't need shomei ka'ina. Okay, but when you're learning yourself, and we're taught in secular studies, they almost hit you over the head. And he said, my day, if the teacher would catch you reading a book and moving your lips, they would scream at you because you can read much faster without moving your lips. So they teach you not to move your lips when you read, so it becomes a habit. So we end up doing that when we learn Gemara also. And we're learning by ourselves, we read just with our eyes. But in Torah, you're not really, I don't say, you know, obviously you get a mitzvah, but you don't get a mitzvah ketikuno. You don't get the proper mitzvah, and you don't get the ways of being kind of Torah. Because I'll say if you do it that way, you'll forget the Torah, because if you don't verbalize it, it's easier to forget. According to the Chazon Ish, if you do something that causes you to forget, it could be even a shayla of a lav, because you're not about to cause Torah to be forgotten. But whatever it is, a person is supposed to talk. It's really not exactly the topic, because it's nothing to do with the Kedushas of Torah. But it's just it's related. It's a big thing that people don't do. A person is supposed to verbalize his learning. Okay, Shekayach.